With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Israel's military extended its control across Gaza City and the north. Early today, forces raided Gaza's largest hospital. Israel and the U.S. claim Hamas is using that facility for military operations. Upwards of 300,000 demonstrators gathered on the National Mall in Washington in a show of solidarity with Israel yesterday. This attendee said there's a lot of misinformation about what happened on October 7th.
Israel was brutally attacked. 1,400 people were slaughtered, dismembered, raped, and killed, while masses of people in Gaza cheered. And then we have 240 hostages. And it just makes me sick to my stomach.
Also at SRNNews.com, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the White House is looking forward to a productive meeting later today between President Biden and Chinese President Xi.
President Biden has a long history with President Xi. Their conversations are direct, they're straightforward, and President Biden believes that there is no substitute for leader-to-leader, face-to-face diplomacy to manage this complex relationship between the United States and China.
A new poll suggests that many parents don't know when their children are behind in school.
88% of parents who answered a poll by Gallup and the nonprofit group Learning Heroes believe that their child was performing at grade level in reading, and 89% believed their child was on grade level in math. But standardized tests show that last school year, half of all U.S. students started behind grade level in at least one subject. Many parents rely on report cards to get a sense of their child's progress, and researchers say that grades might be missing the whole picture. Bib Hubbard, founder and president of Learning Heroes, says a grade on a report card does not equal grade level mastery. I'm Donna Warder.
This is SRN News. America is losing the war on drugs, as we hear now from SRN's Michael Harrington.
A new Gallup poll reveals that 52% of respondents think we're losing ground in the fight against illegal substances versus 24% who think we're making progress. 74% of adults also say the drug problem in the country is very serious. The poll comes against the backdrop of states legalizing marijuana, a move that pro-family advocates, pastors, and others have warned will only make things worse. Ohio became the latest to do that this month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom is on the wane in Nepal. According to International Christian Concern, it's a difficult place to live for those outside of the Hindu faith. Evangelizing in the country is strictly prohibited, being punishable by up to 6 years and deportation if the violator is a foreigner. There's been an uptick in anti-Christian violence in Nepal. This is SRN News. Britain's Supreme Court has ruled against the government's plan to send asylum seekers to Rwanda, saying it's unlawful.
This is a big moment, both legally and politically. The Supreme Court has now unanimously decided asylum seekers can't be sent to Rwanda. It says there is evidence Rwanda might not be able to give them a fair hearing and might send them back to their home countries where they could face inhumane treatment in clear breach of the United Nations Convention on Refugees. So a key part of Rishi Sunak's policy for dealing with the small boats crossings is in tatters. His only options would appear to be getting Rwanda to improve its standards or for the UK to leave key conventions of the European Court and the United Nations.
The BBC's Rob Watson says refugee and human rights groups welcomed the court's decision. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Greg Clugston.